Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason Butt joins us to talk about the Falcons. You can follow Jason on Twitter at Jason H. Butt, and we'll tweet out the article that Jason wrote about Grady Jarrett and his contract situation as well. Jason, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
Doing good, brother.
Doing great, man. Just continuing to count down to training camp, as I'm sure you are as well. And you wrote that piece about Grady and about the contract situation. And just in case people don't know, let's give a brief overview of the situation itself and then get into the nuts and bolts of it. But as I understand it, they've got until, what, Monday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon to get something done with Grady Jarrett. Otherwise, the franchise tag becomes official, right?
Correct. Monday at 4 p.m., that's the deadline. If the Falcons and Grady Jarrett's reps can reach a long-term agreement, that will replace the franchise tag tender that Grady's already signed, and he'll be secure. He'll be ready to go for years to come, you know, 5-6 years, something like that. That would be what you're probably looking at, just looking at other deals that have done, you know, been done in recent years. You know, he'd have all the security that you would hope in terms of not worrying about what's coming next after 1 year. You know, that's the issue right now with a franchise tag. If they can't strike a deal, he's got 1 year with the Falcons, and say something happens. Say there's an injury. Say there's something. He doesn't put in a good year because of minor injury. Say the team doesn't do that well. Something happens that affects his value. All of a sudden, maybe he doesn't get as much as he's commanding right now. That's kind of the issue I think both sides have to work on is that, you know, how valuable is Grady in both sides' minds, the representation and the Falcons, and where can they find common ground to get a long-term deal that also fits within the salary cap for the Falcons in future seasons.
Jay, do you know if there has been an offer, if there has been, how far apart they are? Me and Andy have been under this impression all spring that we doubt that they're going to get a long-term extension. Was there any numbers out there that, you know, where they were similar to each other, or they're just so far apart?
As of a few months ago, they were pretty far apart, and I don't know specifics on numbers. It's
right.
Just been that they're far apart, and it's been really quiet. Tried to reach out to some folks this week. It's quiet. That can mean two things. It could mean, or one of two things, I should say. It could mean that they are working and staying silent until something's done, or there's just nothing to update with. So that's kind of where things stand. There really hasn't been an update on the situation, you know, since the last bit where it was I would say probably common knowledge to a lot of people that they were far apart, and I don't have any update whatsoever to clarify if anything's changed. I don't want to make it seem like maybe something has, maybe something hasn't.
Sure, right.
It's just where it is, which, you know, maybe Monday at the deadline, all of a sudden something happens. You know, that's happened before with guys where it doesn't seem like anything's going to happen, then boom, out of nowhere, a deal's done and that's announced. And so there's still obviously hope in that regard, but nothing has been brought to light. Nothing has been said behind the scenes that would indicate anything at this time.
Well, let's play out one of those two scenarios, if you don't mind, Jason. Again, Jason Butt joining us here talking about some Falcons as we continue to count down to training camp on July 22nd. I mean, one of the scenarios is nothing gets done and Grady plays the 2019 season or has a contract to play the 2019 season on the franchise tag, which is $15.2 million. Do you think that nothing getting done would impact the relationship that Grady and the Falcons have with one another right now?
No, not necessarily. I think that, you know, Grady, the fact that Grady signed the tender already, he signed it, what was it, back in April?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the week of the draft.
Right. That signals that, you know, and he showed up for minicamp. That signals he's not holding out. Mm. You don't sign if you want to use a negotiating chip to get your long-term agreement. You know, he's not that type of person either. So I very much envision him showing up. If he has to play under the tag, he plays under the tag. Now, one thing I didn't write about in the article is that, okay, so they obviously would have more time. They could table talk. They can get back to it and maybe get something in the, you know, in the next season, especially if they can get Julio's deal done. That frees up some space for the 2019 season just based on prorating the signing bonus. Then you could do the same with Grady Jarrett in 2020, which would kind of offset the two, because if you get both deals done now, then both those players will have huge cap hits for 2020. Mm-hmm. But one thing that I didn't mention is, okay, so what if Grady Jarrett, they don't sign this year, and then he has a great year, and then, you know, the Falcons are like, well, we can't use the franchise tag again and have a 20% increase. You know, then, okay, let's test the market. At that point, yeah, the Falcons are in trouble of losing Grady Jarrett in that hypothetical situation, just because if he bets on himself and his agent as well, if they decide, okay, let's play it out, and he does more than he has in the previous seasons that he's been here, yeah, sure enough, all of a sudden, let the market dictate what he's worth, and it could be even bigger than maybe what, you know, the numbers are right now. So it will be interesting to see how it plays out, just because, you know, it's not just Grady. It's obviously you've got Julio. You've got other guys next year coming up, you know, in terms of Deion Jones, Evandre Campbell, Austin Hooper. So a lot of guys are in line to get paid, and they're going to have to pick and choose wisely as to who those guys are. Yeah, I do know that, you know, obviously Arthur Blank, he's like Julio, he's called Grady a Falcon for life, and Thomas Dimitroff has said he's a priority. So that's a guy they definitely want to lock up. It's a matter of what common ground can they find, you know, whether it's before Monday's deadline or before free agency hits in 2020.
Hey, Jason, going back to, because my question to you was going to be about after Grady, because Deion's going to be a free agent also after this season. This is last year on his deal. Devondre's last year on his deal. How do they prioritize the fact that, you know what, some of our young core, they're all coming up at the same time, and we might not have enough money to pay all of them?
Well, they probably won't have enough money to pay all of them, and that's obviously those are the decisions that, you know, the general manager and those that work for him, that's why they get paid a lot of money to make those decisions, because they're going to have to figure out who should be prioritized, especially on that defensive side of the ball. Does somebody like Devondre Campbell, for as great as he's been, do they, you know, considering that Deion's coming up and Keanu Neal will be under his fifth year option, is Devondre Campbell just a cap casualty at that point? Can they afford to keep him? I think he's somebody, you know, as a linebacker who does a lot of the dirty work and gets overshadowed, I think he can come out a pretty good contract in free agency, especially if he has another solid season. So you, if you're Atlanta, you hate to lose him, but you have to make those kind of decisions. And then Austin Hooper, too, if he has another Pro Bowl-type season, you know, what do you do with him on that side of the ball? So, you know, considering the money you got to put on the defensive side to make sure that you have a good, solid core for those years to come, it's a good problem to have. Obviously, it means they're drafting well, and so you know, if you draft well, then obviously you have a chance to win a lot more games. But then you have to repeat the cycle. You know, it's something I think New England has had happen over the years, where, you know, they lose guys in free agency because they have to make those decisions not to pay certain quality guys. And for Atlanta, it's a good problem to have, although it's a tough one and something that the front office will have to consider, especially you know, this coming off season.
Yeah, it's that penalty the NFL makes you pay. If you draft too well, eventually you can't afford to keep all the guys you drafted. Jason Butt joining us here talking some Falcons. Just a couple minutes left here for Jason. And again, you can follow him on Twitter at Jason H. Butt. When do you think Julio's contract – I'm sure you saw the TMZ video. It's basically the same thing he said when he was in town last month, that he's not worried about it. It's going to get done. Arthur Blank's word is as good as gold. When do you think that Julio's contract is made official and pen is put to paper?
I wish I had a good hypothesis for you, because, you know, honestly, I thought it would have been done by now. There must just be some small minor details. That's a guess of mine. They're clearly on the same page. It's funny, because while that deal hasn't gotten done, there's just been nothing coming out as far of being far apart or anything like that taking place. You know, it's one of those things where you do wonder, you know, how long does Julio have? You know, does he want to play out the entire contract? Does he only want to do two or three seasons? You know, he is somebody, you know, Jeff Schultz, my colleague at The Athletic, he's written about this before where there is a belief in the building that Julio is kind of in the Calvin Johnson mold, where there's a belief that he doesn't want to just play into his 30s, that, you know, when he feels like it's time to shut it down, he'll shut it down. And he has other interests in mind. He's not somebody that just wants to keep playing and for the sake of playing. You know, he knows the game's obviously taking a toll on his body, so he has it in mind when it's smart for him to walk away from the game. So I guess in that respect, if you're Atlanta, you have to worry about the salary cap in those back years if you're going to pay him, you know, that last long term deal. You know, and obviously he could continue to play. That's something that has been a belief, you know, inside the building. So to me, that would be the only thing hanging up the deal right now. But at the same time, I do believe one's going to get done. I don't think Atlanta's going to let this drag out, you know, throughout the season. I think it's something that, you know, eventually will get finalized. But, you know, I will admit that I'm a little surprised it hasn't happened by now.
Hey, Jason, great stuff, man. As always, we'll see you out there at Flowery Branch in a couple weeks.
Appreciate it, Jason.
Yeah, man, thanks. Y'all take care.
Take care, man.
That's Jason Butt. Again, you can follow Jason on Twitter at Jason H. Butt. Wrote a great article about Grady Jarrett and the contract situation earlier this week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.